Shoshana is a Yom Trua, Targum Taichis is a Yavava, Yom Yavava, which means a day of wailing, some sort of cry of wailing. The Chazal had a suffix, the Revois Hayom, there was a suffix, whether it's Genuch Ganach or Yel Yolil, which means basically whether it's the sound of something disintegrating, something crashing down, like when a person groans when things are getting very, very difficult, versus crying over something that's gone. So it's either destruction or death. Those are the two possible descriptions of the Yom Trua, of the Yavava. And it's Tkiah Shofar. The heart of Tkiah Shofar is the Trua sound, which is either the Shvarim or the Trua, and with the Tkiahs as a necessary addition. I'd like to frame a question based on the Maral. And Maral says it in a few places, but in one place specifically, he speaks about this point in Mor Bariches. It's in the end of Derech Chaim. On Vakitsoisi Tisichecha, it's at the end of, it's in Perek Vav, the Brisa Tess. He says that life is associated with sound, with koil, with dibur. The reason is Adam is called, it says in the Pasuk, the Adam Nefesh Chaya, and Nefesh Chaya is called Ruach Mala in Targum. So dibur is a sign of the living. If Adam is a medaber, a sign of dibur is life. Death is called duma, dumia. Loi kol yerdei duma. La meisim yahalu ka. Loi kol yerdei duma. The malach that's mimuna on the meisim is called duma. In other words, silence. A domain is a inanimate, lifeless, and as is a person who stopped talking. In other words, the life, and in other places, the Maral explains that since breathing is the core of living, and sound is simply an amplification of breath. It's the easiest letter is the hey, which is the sound of exhaling air. So dibur is most close. Koil is a sign of life. Ein koil in oina by the Eliyahu Bar Kamel was a sign that these avodah zarahs are lifeless. They possess no life, nothing. And so dibur and koil, especially, is the expression of life, and dumia and domim is expression of death. So we need to sort of ponder what is the meaning of a coil of destruction and of death. Why is bechia why is there a sound associated with death? We do find Lamashal, Yeshiv Yidom, a novel is described as being, I don't know what to say. Avel has no pet, that's why it machalos argulos. The Avel has to speak first. Vayidomar, Dumia would be, one would expect a reaction, the universal reaction to Misa would be a lack of sound. Just like Misa itself is a lack of sound, so would the reaction be? And yet Bechia is a form of coil that Kadosh Baruch Hu made as the coil of Misa, of destruction, and Balei Davahu. You also find that Tis Koila Bevechi, Rosh Hashanah picked up, or being Noise Koil Bebchi, is a phrase used in Psukim. So what's an inyan of why is there a koil and a dibur associated with Bechi? That's a point to ponder. You find also, it says, the Gemara says in different Gersos, and the Zos a little bit differently, about there are kolos in the Bria that circulate around the world, and one of those Zohar says the kol of the neshama of a person leaving him. So where do we have, why would there be a kol? The absence of kol would be the thing that we would expect. That's a point to ponder. I have another point, I guess, to ponder in a similar vein. We have the sign of life of a baby born is when they cry, they let out a sound. And certainly the letting out of a sound mocking life makes a lot of sense, like we said before. It's an amplified version of a breath. It's a breath so strong that we hear the breath, and that's fine. So when the baby makes its first noise with its mouth, that's the sign that it's living. That's very positive. Why is it almost always a cry? If a cry is the universal sound for Misa, why would that be the sound of Tchia and of Leida and so on and so forth? That's a point to ponder. That's what we would like to ponder about. So let's first let's establish a yisoid. It's an extraordinarily deep yisoid. It touches really very, very deep in Yanim. But let's learn it the way Chazal taught it to us in Medrash. It says, it's a Medrash Rabbah, it's in Perek Gimel, by me it's Zion. Amar Rabbi Rav Simin, Yehi Erev Ein Ksiv Kanal, Vahi Erev Mikan Shei Seid Azmanim. Kwaizu Ken, Amar Avur, Melamed, Shei Boiroi Lomis Umachrivon Ache Boris Elu. Amar, Dein Hanyinli, Yasoin Le Hanyinli. So, Ravua says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many worlds before our world, and each world was destroyed, and he said, those worlds I don't like, and when he got to our world, he said, this is what he likes. Amar Pinchas, Taimer Ravua, Vayar Lekim Eskol She'osav Yine Toiv Mo'oid, Dein Hanyili Yosoin Lehanyili. So he brings it from the other pasuk. Ve'alakim is called she'asa v'hine toiv moed. V'hine means now it's good. So the word v'hine implies before it wasn't good, but now it's good. So if we're to understand the Chazal, if we're to understand it correctly, that would mean that the world today on Rosh Hashanah is not the day of creation, it's the day of recreation. And let's understand what that means. When we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above all and anything, and the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mistake is obviously it's a meaningless statement. The word mistake doesn't not shy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore this over here, this process of having gone through many worlds that he didn't like until he came to our world, is something that gives us an insight into the nature of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. In other words, our world realizes its binyan only through a process of churbanis. In other words, you don't have ever a situation where something is accomplished in one step and that's it, but rather the core process in this world is a process of olamis that are nechrav and then built. In halacha you have l'mashal, it says a mlitz in Chazal, ein adam oimer al dvar halacha elim kei nichshel bo. A person only gets to really know halacha once he's been nichshel in it. In other words, the making the mistakes is the process that propels you towards knowing the halacha well. This aspect of Briyas Ha'olam has an incredible reflection in halacha. We know that Shabbos is a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu ceased creating the world, and as such, all activities that are considered constructive in a fundamental way are prohibited. So any type of activities which are constructive, building different things, and weaving, etc., 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 go into the prohibitions of Shabbos. We learn them from the Mishkan. Why? Because the Mishkan was sort of a mini world, and everything that went into creation, the macro world, found its reflection in the mini world, in the Mishkan. One sweeping rule for what constitutes a melach on Shabbos is that it be melachas machshavas, that be constructive work, as opposed to mekalkel, which is destructive. Mekalkel will almost never count as a melacha by its very nature, because those items, this world is only, we're marking on Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world. So obviously we need to find activities that create, that they do something positive. So that's a rule that applies to all malachas, that they must be done in a way that's not mekalkel. But there are four exceptions. There's sosa, there's moche, korea, there's matir in a knot, there's not, there are a whole bunch of malachas, mechabe, that are malachas that are destructive. So the Gemara tells us that it's, you're only chayev on it if you are so somnas livnos. You're demolishing the building in order to create another building. And it has to be in its very place. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yosi, that has to be so somnas livnos bimekoimoi. So if I demolish a building to take away the stones and the planks to another place, so even though it's ending up doing something positive, but the act over here was really destructive, and I can't say that this act was a constructive act, so there it will not be a malacha, Rebbe says. But if I do it in the very same place where I was going to build this big skyscraper, and there was this little small tiny building there, demolishing the small building is the beginning of the construction of that. And therefore, it is now a melacha. Taisa says that Reb Shimon says that you need that the second one should be better than the first one. Whatever it is that you're putting up should be, it's not enough that you built it, there has to be some improvement. But be it as it may, the point is, you see that this is considered to be in the Mishkan and a reflection of what was in the macro creation of the whole world. Yes, in the Mishkan, we know the Gemara says you had to sometimes cut. If people would make a mistake, the threads would snag, and you'd have to cut it and reattach it. Fine, but that's human beings make a mistake. What does that have to do with Briyas Ha'olam? The answer is the Briyas Ha'olam that we have today, the Briyas Ha'olam that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be in, is not the Briya of something coming from nothing, but something coming from a series of destruction, of raising or leveling of a mistake to make room for the next. That's the type of world we live in. An extraordinary understanding of the Metzias that we live in. It's a world that it builds itself by destroying what was wrong and building on top of it what's right. So we have a whole different perspective on Misa and Shvir in this world. Let's go back to Leda. A child is in a mother's womb. Eeyore described that type of existence as being idyllic. It's miyitneni ki yarche kedem. I wish I could go back to that situation. No worry, no care. The food is from the mother, drink is from the mother. It is very, very well sheltered from anything outside. There's nobody else that you have to share it with. It's idyllic. And when the fetus is pushed out into the world, it's a moment of death. It the womb a malach learns Torah with you, and you know all of Torah, and you see the whole world. Whatever it is in the womb, there's something there that is an extraordinarily perfect, quote unquote, existence. And coming into this world is a misa of that world. It's a bchia. It's something where we're losing something, and at first glance, we're dropping terribly. It's like going from life to death. But since the place that we acquire what's good and what's right and accomplish is in this world, so the recognition within the bechia itself, there's a coil. In other words, bechia doesn't end with the loss, because since in this world loss leads to rebuilding and rebuilding better or what's right, so every loss has in itself a coil as well, and that coil is what is what's being expressed. So we have an extraordinary expression that Akash Baruch gave to this world. Shvira and Bechia are expressions together of loss, and that's why it's Bechia. It's a cut sound. I can't say a straight sentence out. All I can do is syllables. But the fact that I can talk it, the fact that it has a language, means it's the beginning of Bechia. So a baby being born is dying in one world and coming to life in another world. It's a bechi, but it's a koil bechi. It's the life force that's inherent in bechi, and that's where you have that bechi. The first shofar in the bria. Let's take a look at a medrash, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. It's Perek Lamed Aleph. It says that Avram was Yodav Yikas Machelsir as Benoi. The Malachim began crying. Now, let's understand something about the profundity of the destruction of that moment. Yes, there was a personal loss, Avram Avinu and his son, his Ashahaftes, Binchas Yechitcha, and so on, and that's all there. But there's something much bigger than that. The whole Bria was empty, was a void, was Toihu. Avram Avinu came along and saved the Bria. He was the first point of light in the Bria, the first point of something good in the Bria. And Avram had Yitzchok, who would carry that point of on. That was the only thing in the Bria existing. Everything else was Chesh and Tehoim. Everything else was void, was Toyu, was Alpayim Toyu. And now with Shechting of Yitzchak means that that's it. The last, the only light in the world is going. And it says, Reb Yudah Oymer, Kivim Sheigia Cherev Al Tzavarei, Porcha V'yotzeh Nishmasa Shel Yitzchak. As soon as the sword landed on his throat, he died. When the koil Hashem came out, the nefesh went back to the guf, and he untied him. And Yitzchak got up. And Yitzchak experienced tchias hameisim. That's when Yitzchak said, made the bracha tchias hameisim. And that aisle is the shofar. In other words, the first shofar in the Bria is the koil bechia that included the bechi element on the world that was being destroyed, on the last drop of good in the world that's being destroyed, which is means the entire good of the world, and it included the koil of the nuchias of Yitzchak that was coming out as a result of this akedah. The percha nishmasa brought about the new Yitzchak who's post-chias hameisim Yitzchak. That's the first kol shofar. So you have a second instance. We have the bechi of every uber coming to this world, and we have the koil b'chia, we have the malachim, and the shofar, the yavav of the shofar, of coming from this pa'ula of tchias hameisim. The next shofar was in Har Sinai. In Har Sinai it says, koil Hashem sheva rozim, it says that that we're talking about Matan Torah, Rashi says, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke at Har Sinai, everybody's neshama left them. The Umas Olam, it never came back to them. Klal Yisrael got back a new neshama. So we're obviously talking about not the nefesh that keeps a person living. I mean, we have Umas Olam afterwards, plenty. We're talking about an inner nefesh, an inner neshama, a darga ruchnis. So Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam both lost it. That had to be. Because you can't put, and then Klal Yisrael got back a new neshama. Torah can't stand on top of an old shanty, and you put this on top as another layer. You know, you had floor one was a rickety old shack, and floor 2 through 99 is a new skyscraper. The raising of the shanty was the seisa almanas livnois, and if you are seisa almanas livnois, then the stira itself becomes binyan. That's what the story feels. Because in this world you build only through michshal that becomes Torah, and stira becomes binyan, and churb meilamis that become an olam that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's all of it becomes served to binyan. So the Gemara says, the Gemara dashes the pasuk. It says, "Shoyl va'oitzerechem." Gemara in Brachas, that the pasuk lumps together the gehenim, the kaver, and the womb. And the Gemara says, "What does one have shaykes with the other?" So the Gemara says, "Valikal v'choymahu," that madach hiroyin starts b'chashai. The start of the process is a quiet process, and when it comes out, it's b'koyle koyles. Sha'oil misa, where you put a person into a grave b'koyle koyles, certainly it'll come out with koyle koyles. The Tosafot Rid says that what does it mean? It will come out b'koyle koyles. The coil of the shofar. The coil of tchiyah is the coil of shofar. And the way we understand it now, it's dafka the truer shaboy. It's the truer of the misa itself that has in itself the shever. It expresses the brokenness of what crumbled and disintegrated, and the chiyus that will come about from that crumbling and from that disintegrating. Hashanah is a day of Yevava. It's a day of that coil of Bechi, or Shvira and Bechia. It's the coil of that. The application of it, I mean, we're talking here about something that's oimed berumish al rumish al olam. We're talking about an idea that is in the yoinim, but something, but applying it to Rosh Hashanah of each and every one of us. The Rosh Hashanah is a day of Yom HaDin, which means that the Yom HaDin, when we apply Midas HaDin to our Maisim, they disintegrate. There's nothing left. It devastates them. We think we have a nice big package to offer, and it's Midas HaDin, it begins to squeeze out the extra air and water and illusion, and we're left with very, very, very little. And it's devastating. And when a person makes an honest din with himself, the person is devastated. Everything's broken, everything is destroyed. And it's disheartening. A person spent a year doing things and with some effort, and then look at it and say, it's not good. It's not really worth much. That's the b'chiyah of Rosh Hashanah. But we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this world, Rosh Hashanah is not the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We don't live in a created world. We live in a world that was recreated. We live in a world that stands on top of hundreds, Chazal give us, of worlds that were michshol. So that means the very fabric of this world is that the only way we can actually be shayach to building toiv is by a constant process of raising things and building on top of that. A person goes through extremely difficult kufis in his life, a lot of shvira, a lot of mashberim, misas, and it's very, very difficult. And a person feels he has tough matzavim that basically drain him, sap him, and crush him. And the person has a sense of, I've heard many times from people who've gone through very, very tough tkufis, and I sit and speak with them, and they would express the following idea. You know, I can forget the pain, I can forget the whatever I went through, but that I wasted X amount of years of my life on whatever it is, then each person with the things that took over their lives for a tkufa, whether it's an illness, whether it's death, whether it's an unhappy marriage, whether it's a difficult child or who knows what, or difficult self growing up. A person spends years of, even after difficulty is over, looking back and saying to himself, you know, okay, I'm over it, but I lost 10 years of my life. That's because we don't understand the coil of the Yavava, the coil of a Trua. How and why, how much Shvira and how much Binyan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out, that we don't know. But it's possible that a person go through 10 maduras in a lifetime, person spend decades, and finally when Reed does it the 50th time, he now has what he needed. It's not the pshat that he wasted 50 years. It's the pshat that those 50 years were the seis al nas libnais. And if it's particularly difficult, if a person tries to skip a step, and he leaves over bits and pieces that he tries to build on, it will destabilize the building that he's trying to build. You need to level the ground. If a person is not thorough in erasing what he wrote, then whatever he writes on top of that is going to be much less legible. Choyku, that person needs to wipe the slate totally clean to be able to write on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that makes those cheshbonos, but understanding how we look back at shvira and bechi of a person's own experiences is the teichen of the tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah. The tkiyas, the trua, which is the core of it, is the sound of Bechia in the Bria. And the sound of Bechia, when a person has a baby come into this world and cry, then a person's, now that we understand what the crying is, our first glimpse is, what a pity on this poor child who's left a warm, nourishing, insulating, self-contained world to a world that is full of problems and dangers, and it's a velus, and that's bechia. But then we say to ourselves, this is where I will find the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave me there because I can only build and accomplish here. So that bechia comes with a coil, and that coil is the coil announcing life. When we lower somebody down to a caver, there's bechia. There's bechia because of the destruction that's in front of us, the destroyed Tzom Lakim and Tzuras Adam. And it's a coil because we know from the Kal Vachomer that you might see a coil of coilus. The coil of Shofar is the coil that gives us the perspective on the Bria of the Chi, that the Chi is this Bria passes through the path of Shever and Yelola, and it comes out of Tkia, it comes out Tchia. So the Hizbeinonus in Shofar is a duality of understanding how Midas Adin is toppling by Shabbos Hashem as Azel Vonayim, that it's toppling and crumbling the false buildings that were there. It is the difficulties and the falling apart and the losses in a person's life, together with the Hakara, that when you take away the nefesh that served them through Mitzrayim, there's a moment of Misa, because that's the Hachana for the new neshama that can be Mekabel Torah. The lowering the Keva is the Hachana for the new neshama that comes out B'mloi Zohara. The Koyla Koylas of someone going down, of leaving the world, is in anticipation of his coming back. That's the side of Shofar. And if a person that has it that way, it gives a person the strength to tackle and dissolve what needs to be tackled and dissolved, with the simcha and the understanding that this is the begin. If he succeeds in building a new building, this stira itself and all these mechsholes and all these false starts will become part of that great accomplishment in the day of the Tchiyah.